Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Earl Brown. Batting second. The third baseman, Pinky Whitney. Batting third. The center fielder, Hirsch Martin. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Maury Arnovich. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dolph Camilli. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Grace. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Del Young. Batting eighth. The shortstop, George Sherin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wayne LeMaster. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Wayne LeMaster. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Joe Marte. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Parmley. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Roy Parmley. And now, play ball. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Marte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Phillies. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a pop-up towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young takes first base on ball four. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Phillies, 1, Cubs, 1. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett bunts towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. Hack moves to second. One out. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Wayne LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Brown reaches second base with a double. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitney hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Martin is hit by the pitch. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Parmley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parmley hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Camilli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 1 in the game. Grace hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Camilli. The throw from Hartnett and he is safe. Camilli steals second. George Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Camilli scores. It's 2-1, Phillies. Wayne LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 1 in the game. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops it up and throws to first, with Parmley covering, for the out. One out. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitney hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Herman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Martin. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, Herman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-0 in the game. Hartnett hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 0-for-1 in the game. Marty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Arnovich hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops it up and throws to first, with Parmley covering, for the out. Two outs. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-2 in the game. Grace hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Parmley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parmley is 0-for-1 in the game. Parmley strikes out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallen strikes out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sharon bunts towards the mound. Parmley fields it and throws to first for the out. Young moves to second. One out. Wayne LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 2 in the game. LeMaster strikes out. Hartnett drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws LeMaster out. Two outs. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Young scores. Brown moves to third. Whitney moves to second. It's 3-1, Phillies. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Moore pinch hits for Maury Arnovich. Clyde Shawn now pitching. Leo Norris pinch hits for Johnny Moore. Leo Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Brown scores. Whitney moves to third. Martin moves to second. It's 4-1, Phillies. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Whitney scores. Martin moves to third. Norris moves to second. It's 5-1, Phillies. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Camilli takes first base on ball 4. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 3 in the game. Grace takes first base on ball 4. Martin scores. Norris moves to third. Camilli moves to second. It's 6-1, Phillies. Clay Bryant now pitching. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Fred Taube now playing left field. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hack is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sherin hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 3 in the game. LeMaster is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Marty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges takes first base on ball 4. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitney hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Taube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taube hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-3 in the game. Gallen is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-3 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. Collins strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.